Fitz in the Morning on the Bull. This is Makeup or Breakup. A Northwest couple is having some drama. Let's get together and help them out. You decide. Should they make up or break up? Listen to the drama and then be an Insta-therapist by sharing your advice. Call Fitz at 833-822-BULL. 833-822-BULL. Or text to 96459. It's Make Up or Break Up with Fitz in the Morning.
The all-new 98.9 The Bull, number one for new country. It's Fitz in the Morning. And, you know, every Tuesday and Thursday around this time, we rely on it. It's Make Up or Break Up. And an amazing Northwest couple's relationship is at a crossroad. So we're hoping we could just all get together and really help them out. But you decide, should they make up or break up? I want to welcome to the show. Again, they are voluntarily joining us right now. Teresa and Marcus. Marcus is on hold, but good morning, Teresa.
Hi, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, nice to meet you. Thanks for reaching out on Facebook. And, of course, at the top of your Facebook message, I couldn't have missed it. It said quarantine slob.
Oh.
So yeah. I decided to click on it. And right now you're having a serious issue with your man, Marcus. Why is he a quarantine slob right now?
Oh, so many things. And, I mean, like, he's on. Like, we've talked about this. So, like, yeah, basically he just ate a ton of junk food. We just had different approaches during this time.
Okay.
And so, like, he was just eating so much junk food and, like, blew well past the quarantine 20. Like, it's just, like, I was trying to be super productive and stay fit and healthy and eating good food. And he just, like, was so lazy, gained a lot of weight, and I'm just, like, I don't want you to take your shirt off anymore, but, like,
wow.
Our face is different, you know?
Does he have man boobies? Moobs? Man boobs?
Yeah.
Okay. You also mentioned in your Facebook message, you said that that your man Marcus reminds you of the get in my belly guy. Now, Drew, the get in my belly guy.
From Austin Powers.
Austin Powers.
Yeah.
That's
we
rude.
Can't say
Gold Member.
That's rude.
Not in, like, a cute or any kind of endearing way. I think it's just, like, he's not the same person from before, and I'm having a really hard time coming to grips with it. Like, I know we all, like, grieve and go through things differently, but, like, it's just been gross to me, honestly. Like, his laziness has just been such a slob. Like, it just won't, it's not getting better. We're just kind of stuck in that, you know?
So, Drew, you had a good name for it. The corn what?
Corn 20.
The corn 20. Was it the corn 20 are we talking here? The corn 30 or the corn 40? What's the deal?
I mean, we are definitely over the corn 20.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what I'm gathering here is you feel that he's just been lazy. He's taken advantage of the situation and the time off by just eating a whole lot of junk food, completely letting himself go.
Yeah, and that's the thing is, like, it's not just, like, the body, which, like, that is the thing, but it's the headspace of that, too. Like, he's just so unmotivated. So it's, like, everything in our life is just stagnant. And in addition to that, he just, like, doesn't even look like himself anymore. It's just been, like, it's just not great. And I feel like a jerk, kind of, for saying, like,
well,
making it about his body. But it's, like, it's not the same guy I started dating, you know?
Well, you know what? It's like that doctor on TV. My wife is addicted to the show My 600-Pound Life. And so I just want to say, why you let him eat that?
Oh, my gosh.
She probably doesn't want to think that far ahead in this, like, to the 600-Pound Life.
Tell me.
Okay. Well, listen, Marcus is on hold right now. And he says he's got his own side of the story. So 833-822-BULL, text to 96459. I'm going to take some notes. We're going to grab a few more details. Teresa thinks that Marcus really took advantage of all the quarantine downtime. And basically she says she's really grossed out by Marcus right now. Is that right, Teresa?
Oh.
It sounds so bad. But he just let himself go physically and mentally. Now we're just not on the same page. Everything just feels like we are not on the same page. He ate so much junk food and, like, he gained a ton of weight. And, like, he just is so unmotivated. Like, he literally just acts like a slob. Like, he doesn't clean up after himself like he used to. He, like, just doesn't take care of himself. Like, it's just, he's not the same guy
Do you think he could be depressed by any chance?
Sure. I mean, I don't want to, like, speak for him. That's the hardest part is, like, all of our communication style has just shifted so dramatically because he's shifted so much. So I'm just kind of scrambling to find a way to even talk to him about that and, like, be supportive. But I just feel like the person I started dating is different. So I don't even know how to, you know? Like, I hope, I don't know.
Okay,
like,
well, you know what? He's
but I don't know.
He's on hold. He's hearing every single bit of this.
Yeah.
I want to welcome to the show right now, Marcus. What's up, Marcus? How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing okay. Just, you know, hearing this is kind of driving me a little nuts, you know, on hold over here. Listen, maybe I have gained a couple pounds, okay? I totally understand where you're coming from, babe. But, you know, I told you as soon as the quarantine's over, I'm going to get myself back in the gym. And, I mean, I'll get rid of this weight in a week, you know? It's not
like
it's a huge deal.
You cannot get rid of, like, over 20 pounds in a week, babe. Why
and
didn't you just
listen?
Start now
and we got over this, all right. I'm supporting local businesses by ordering the takeout and all that kind of stuff, and you know,
oh,
it's all
babe,
part of
McDonald's,
you know, building the economy back up. And I'm not trying to deflect anything, but if we're going to get on this phone call and talk about my weight, maybe we should talk a little bit about your boxed wine addiction we got going on. Here, okay.
Okay.
All right.
You know, I mean, I'm not the only one with an issue here, and if communication is the problem, then we can talk about it. But you know. I didn't realize you were this unhappy about what's going on.
I mean, I've told you I'm unhappy. That's the thing. And when it comes to wine, I drink wine every day outside of this, too. So this is not a new thing.
Preach it, sister.
Yes,
preach it, sister. Preach it. Good friend and a glass of wine.
That's the thing. If it were just a glass, it'd be fine. But drinking a whole box of wine every day, I mean, come on.
All right. All right. Hey, guys.
Pause.
833-822-BULL. 833-822-2855. Text the show to 96459. Should they make up or break up? Hey, let me ask you, Marcus. I mean, do you feel unmotivated right now? Like, is there a possibility you could just be feeling a little blue right now? You know, it's a weird time in the world.
It is a weird time in the world, but, you know, I still get outside and go on my walks. And like I said, I don't get delivery. I do takeout, so I walk to the restaurants to get the food, you know, so I'm balancing it out.
You're getting your steps in is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Not enough.
Maybe. Wow. Okay, hey, listen, I'm going to put you guys on hold, and we'll take this off the air for just a moment. I'm definitely going to pass your phone number to our therapist in Renton. He cannot wait to see you. Two free appointments. In the meantime, 833-822-BULL. Text to 96459. Should they make up or break up? Let's go to Cora. It's a pretty name. Cora. In Bonnie Lake. Cora, should they make up or break up?
I think they should break up. It seems like she's not... It seems very shallow on her end. I feel like if you're going to be with somebody, you're not going to be with them based on their weight. If they gain weight... Maybe that just means they're happy with you.
Yeah.
Yes.
If they get a little extra love. They're just comfortable. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. I mean, I know me and my boyfriend, we've both gained a little bit of weight since the whole quarantine thing's gone on. But I'm not going to sit there and bag on him for gaining weight. I know he's not doing it to me either.
Right.
Right. Yeah. And you know, Cora, a ton of the texters agree with you. The word shallow came up in probably 50 texts here in the last few minutes.
Yeah.
They're saying that. That she's the one who shallow.
Did you say shallow?
I didn't say it like that, but yeah, I did.
Okay.
Here's one that just says, "What's wrong with fat and happy?"
Yeah,
did fat and happy.
I ask that every day.
Sandy in Granite Falls is on. What's up, Sandy? It's Fitz. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks.
Should they make up or break up here?
Well, I think they should make up. I hope she's really not this superficial. I think it's a really hard time for a lot of people. He's going through a hard time. He's obviously not working, but he's probably bringing in similar money as if he was, if he's on unemployment.
Right.
And it's just a phase that will pass. But I also look at it as a woman. I've had four kids. We gain weight when we get pregnant. Does she want to be complained at when she gets pregnant one day and has kids? I mean,
right.
It will happen.
Right. And also... Sandy, did you hear her mention the word moobies? I think she actually said that he had moobies, like moobs.
Well, I think you mentioned
man
it.
Boobs.
Yeah. Yeah. So does mine. It's been 20 years.
Yeah. She said, so does mine.
And she's proud of it.
Now here's a text that means everything. Someone wrote in and says, if this was a guy saying this about his girlfriend, the world would explode.
No kidding.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be it.
Like, mm-hmm. why is it fair for her to bash on him? Because if a guy was on here on the phone complaining to everyone that his girlfriend gained 20.
She's the one who wrote in for makeup or breakup. That's why.
Right, but if a guy gets to complain about his girlfriend, everyone would be jumping on him like crazy.
All right, and Sean from Snohomish. Hey, Sean, it's Fitz. Makeup or breakup here?
I'm definitely going to say breakup.
Yeah.
I've been married like 10 years, and we kind of have the same situation in our house, but, you know, reverse genders. You know what the proper response is? You say nothing. Been married to her for 10 years. This is a rough time for everybody.
Smart man, Sean.
Yeah.
What do you say when she looks at you and says, does this dress make me look fat? What do you say, Sean?
I just walk away.
All right, as far as the text messages and all the phone calls, percentage-wise, today, do we have a makeup or breakup?
Yeah, heavy on the breakup. Not friendly towards our friend Teresa here. People think that he ought to get rid of her because she's shallow and argumentative.
All right, it's 7:49 with Fitz in the morning. If you missed any of this today, go to 98.9thebull.com. You can hear every bit of makeup or breakup on the podcast.